This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It is a beautiful, crisp Monday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the Air. Really glad you're with us. And I thank those of you who are new to the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. You know, I'm going to start doing a lot of stuff on Instagram. And it's Scoot on the Air Instagram, too. So we'll have more details on that. And, you know, I love this social media outlet because it's an extension of the show. And it gives me a chance to give you visuals of what we talk about. Sometimes I am talking about something and I can immediately give you a visual. And so that's a great aspect of that. But, yeah, if you want to join me, please do. Scoot on the Air Facebook and soon to be, I've already got the Scoot on the Air Instagram. I just have not been active on that, but I'm going to become more active on that really soon. And I love when you comment on what we post on Facebook. I love when you comment on the comments. And I just, here's a suggestion. Right-wing radicals believe that they have stolen the American flag from us. They believe the American flag stands for them. It stands for their specific view of America. But that flag represents all of us. And that flag represents diversity. That flag represents the right, the absolute right we have to disagree with each other. And so if you're moderate, if you're a radical moderate, if you're independent, if you're a moderate Republican or a moderate Democrat or a radical Democrat, if you're a left-leaning leftist radical, what you need to start doing is do like the MAGAites and the right-wing radicals. They post a series. When they post something, at the end of their post, their comment, they put a series of American flags. We need to start doing that, too. So if you're not a right-wing radical, start putting the American flag, a series of, just do at least three American flags at the end of every one of your posts. And then those who think that they're right-wing radicals and they stand out because the American flag is there, they're not going to stand out anymore. And I think it's just important for us to realize that that American flag represents all of us and it represents our absolute, absolute right to disagree. Charles is in Baton Rouge. Charles, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Charles. Beautiful day in Baton Rouge. A sparkling blue sky and gorgeous outside. Yeah, that's where I'm sitting in my backyard. I'm an old retired guy, and I love listening to your show.
You're lucky.
And I have one correction, I think. I recall that Don the Con, our president, sometime during his first presidency, while he was on a border visit, asked someone, "Can't you just shoot them in the leg?" Mr. Musk may agree with that 100% and may be parroting that, but I think you shouldn't take the credit away from the man who I heard on the news say it, or at least reported that he said it. His choice of president ex officio, and making all these cups, fed my Schadenfreude. I don't know if you know that term.
No,
one
I
of you
don't.
Guys can, have one of you guys look it up. But the gentleman who called in, whose job was terminated by the president ex officio was brave enough to say that he had voted for Trump and regretted it. And I applaud him for that, because that's the first step to his recovery, to becoming an American citizen who believes in the Constitution and all the rest of it that goes along with that. So the gentleman that called you, I didn't hear what the situation was with the gentleman that called you about having some lease arrangement that the, quote, government, which he should refer to as Donald Trump's government now, because it's no longer the government of anyone. It's Donald Trump's government and these 20-year-olds that he has appointed through Musk to run agencies they have no clue about. And the problem with that is, I worked for the government for 27 years in the state government, and when things, and we have went through changes like that, not as drastic, but enough similar that I can easily extrapolate what's going on in the federal government right now, and that is everybody is frozen. If they haven't gotten a letter that they're going to be fired or terminated because they were hired within the last 2 years, which is standard business practice,
yeah.
The ones who have been there more than 2 years are wondering, well, when is it going to stop? The ones at the top know that their targets are on their backs because they're the people that make it go or not go. They're the ones that say freeze the money or don't freeze the money. So they're in a position of getting an order that says freeze the money, so they do that because they're trying to keep their job. And so the gentleman who calls you suffers because the people who work in Louisiana who have to go through that chain to Washington aren't going to do anything that they know is in the fire, and they're not going to be the one to wee-wee on it. So...
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, no,
it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse, Scoot. AP being barred from the plane is just the first step.
Yeah, yeah, that's a shame. I mean, you know, even Fox News... political guru Brit Hume said it's wrong. Brit Hume on Fox News said it's wrong and unconstitutional for Trump to ban the Associated Press, because we live in a country where it's okay to disagree, and the American flag and the Constitution stand for our right to disagree. And you have a president who wants to ban the media that disagrees with him. That's unconstitutional, in my opinion. I wonder how some people are going to feel, some people who voted for Trump, if they get fired as a result of Trump. I mean, you vote for Trump and he fires you. Are you going to still stand with Donald Trump's principles and say, well, you know, I'm just a sacrificial lamb, man. I got fired. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to take care of my family. I've been fired by Trump, but I'm for Trump. I'm for Trump. Are you still going to be for Trump if you get fired by his administration and you voted for him? I don't know. I mean, that's something that we have to wait and see how that all turns out. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Julie Walker, AP correspondent, reports on Saturday Night Live's epic 50th anniversary show. It was on last night.
Saturday Night Live celebrated 50 years with comedy, music, and a slew of famous friends. During Sunday night's live broadcast, frequent host Steve Martin did the opening monologue, telling the audience of stars, "I was actually vacationing on a friend's boat down on the Gulf of Steve Martin when I got the call to do the show." Jimmy Fallon said on the red carpet, "Being part of the cast was a dream come true."
Since I was a kid, I used to cut my birthday cake and make a wish to be on Saturday Night Live and throw a coin in a fountain. And 50 years later, here I am. I'm the luckiest guy on earth.
The night included cameos from Tom Hanks, Eddie Murphy, Meryl Streep, and Jack Nicholson, just to name a few of the many stars. The first show was in 1975. Original cast members included John Belushi, Gilda Radner, and Chevy Chase. Julie Walker, New York.
Amy Poehler says that Saturday Night Live was the biggest influence on pop culture, and being part of it was really cool.
I think SNL was the biggest influence on pop culture, and used comedy and music to kind of reflect back to us where we were. So the show is constantly doing that, and being a part of that, like, living organism is really cool. I grew up with the show, you know. I was born in 1971, and it's been with me my whole life. So it feels amazing to be here.
Yeah, I watched it in the very beginning. My wife and I had friends, and every Saturday night we would go to dinner and then either go to their apartment or my house, and we would watch Saturday Night Live, and it was awesome. You know, sometimes we'd spark up a dupe, and sometimes we'd drink a little bit, or sometimes we'd do a little bit of both. But those were really fun times. I think the earliest years were the best in some ways, but I've been watching it recently, and there are moments of brilliance on Saturday Night Live. I have to be honest with you. I was really anticipating the 50th anniversary special last night, and I was disappointed.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Pointed. The best part of it was when they looked back. The best part of it was showing things from the past. The new skits, I mean, they were a few, but they weren't really that funny. It opened up with Paul Simon and Sabrina Carpenter singing Homeward Bound. And I felt so badly for Paul Simon because he's really, really lost his voice. The show overall was really racy for prime time. Steve Martin, as you've just heard, was the host. They did a parody on Lawrence Welk and, like, Robert Goulet and the Lennon Sisters. I didn't get it. I mean, I've watched Saturday Night Live from the beginning, and I didn't get it. There was a wedding renewal reception bit. I didn't get that. I thought it was cool that Keith Richards was there, and it's always cool to see him alive. Peyton Manning was there. Cher was there. I mean, the list of celebrities goes on and on. There was a question and answer with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, and I didn't think that was that funny. I mean, I don't mean to be a downer here, but, oh, in fact, there was a whole bit on Debbie Downer. I mean, that bit was like, you know, kind of okay. Miley Cyrus saying Nothing Compares to You. And that's not a good way to show off her voice. I mean, I didn't think it was that good. And I love Miley Cyrus. I mean, she's got an incredible voice. So I didn't care for that. Colin Jost and Michael Che, I didn't think Weekend Update was that funny. Kate McKinnon and Meryl Streep, they did a funny bit. Lorraine Newman was there. I thought this was really nice. She was doing a tour of the studio when nobody was there. And she was lamenting back on her past. And Davidson was there as just a construction worker who didn't know who she was. And that was a little bit funny. Jack Nicholson introduced Adam Sandler. And Adam Sandler did this song about 50 years. And Adam Sandler's brilliant with writing songs like this, you know, the Thanksgiving song and then the Hanukkah song. He's really brilliant with that. I mean, the 50-year song was okay. It was kind of touching when he talked about those Saturday Night Live members that have passed. I thought this was a really funny line, or this was a bit. Trouble sleeping? Take After Update, because nothing puts you to sleep faster than the skits after Weekend Update. Take After Update. I thought that was funny. And then they did a montage of fake commercials that they've done from the past. I thought that was really good. But again, those were the commercials from the past. Mike Myers joined the staff as the woman, I forget her name, Linda, or whatever the woman's name is, on Coffee Talk. Coffee Talk. I'm becoming a little verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves. Anyway, that was pretty funny. Lil Wayne and the Roots, that was good. In fact, let's do a real fast text off here. If you watched last night and you watched the Super Bowl, who was better? Lil Wayne on Saturday Night Live, 50th anniversary, last night. Lil Wayne last night, or Kendrick Lamar in the Super Bowl halftime show. Which was better? Just put Lil Wayne or Kendrick Lamar. Just text that to the Oakland Heart text line, 504-260-1870. We'll do a quick text off on this. Who was better, Lil Wayne last night on the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special, or Kendrick Lamar during the Super Bowl halftime show? Lil Wayne or Kendrick Lamar? Text that to the Oakland Heart text line, 504-260-1870. Tom Hanks did a funny bit when he talked about the Saturday Night Live characters and the skits that have been lost. You laughed, but they've been lost. They will never, ever be seen again because of ethnic stereotyping. And they did a montage of some of the amazing things that they got away with in the past, things that could never be done today. And there's such a classic moment between Chevy Chase and Richard Pryor. Honky! Honky, honky! Well, what if then Chevy Chase uses the N-word, and then Richard Pryor goes, dead honky. I thought that was funny. The Scared Straight skit with Kenan Thompson, Will Ferrell, and Eddie Murphy, that was pretty funny. Garrett Morris, one of the original cast members from New Orleans, introduced a film that looked back on John Belushi doing a mock tour of a cemetery, projecting the Saturday Night Live cast members that would die. Or they would die before him. And, you know, it wasn't funny. That was one of the things from the past that wasn't funny. And then Sir Paul McCartney sort of ended the show. And I love that he's letting his hair grow silver. And I thought he looked fabulous. But what did you think of the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special last night? It was like 3.5 hours. I was disappointed. I mean, there's so much, you know, it's almost like there was so much talent there, they just didn't know what to do with it. And what they did, the new stuff they did, I didn't think was that funny. The funniest stuff was stuff that they brought back from the past. So if you want to comment on that, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, I think it's really great that NFL analyst Mike Dettillier is calling for the Saints to get rid of Derek Carr. I agree with that. I have been negative about Derek Carr, and I was negative about Dennis Allen, and I was negative about their relationship, and I got called out. I got called out for that. But it turned out that I was right about Dennis Allen. And Mike Dettillier will not get called out for this, but Derek Carr is not our future, and he should go. And I like the idea of giving Spencer Rattler a legitimate shot, because too many receivers were out and he didn't have a fair chance to prove himself. So I hope he gets a fair shot, and the Saints need to look for a quarterback. And I love that Dennis Allen is not there and Derek Carr doesn't have this guarantee that he's the quarterback as long as Dennis Allen is there. You shouldn't be guaranteed your job because of friendship or because of familiarity. Your job should be guaranteed because of the job that you do. And Derek Carr was going to get that position just because Dennis Allen told him he'd be the starting quarterback. And that doesn't lead to a team excelling. I'll put it that way. So I'm glad things are changing. I am thrilled that things are changing. I'm excited. I'm excited about the Saints season coming up. And I'm excited about the draft. All right, if you have a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right. 25 years after agreeing to sing at Marsha Brady's prom on the Brady Bunch, Davy Jones reunited with the Bradys, and some of the fellow monkeys also appeared in the Brady Bunch movie, and Davy Jones performed this song again. It happened on this day in 1995. It was more of a grungy version of the song, but he performed the song again in the Brady Bunch movie on this day in 1995. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL.